chapter 9 to 10. As for the offering of thanks, you shall offer thanks in the following way. First, in connection with the cup, our Father, we offer you thanks for the holy vine of your son David, which you have made known to us through your son Jesus. To you be glory forever. And in connection with the breaking of bread, our Father, we offer you thanks for the life and knowledge which you have revealed to us through your Son, Jesus. To you be glory forever. As this broken bread was scattered upon the mountaintops, and after being harvested, was made one. So let your assembly be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory and the power through Jesus Christ forever. But do not let anyone eat or drink of your offering of thanks, except for those immersed in the name of the Lord. For it was in reference to this that the Lord said, "Do not give what is holy to dogs." But after it has been completed, offer thanks in the following way. We thank you, Holy Father, for your holy name which you have caused to dwell in our hearts, and for the knowledge and faith and immortality which you have made known to us through your Son, Jesus. To you be glory forever. You, Lord Almighty, have created all things for the sake of your name, and have given food and drink to men for their refreshment, so that they might offer thanks to you. But upon us, you have bestowed spiritual food and drink, and everlasting life through your Son. For all things, we offer thanks to you, because you are mighty. To you be glory forever. Be mindful of your assembly, O Lord. Preserve it from every evil, and make it perfect in your love. And gather it from the four winds, sanctified into the kingdom that you have prepared for it. For yours is the power and glory forever. Let grace come, and let this world pass away. Grant salvation to the God of David. If anyone is holy, let him come. If anyone is not, let him repent. Lord, come! Amen. But allow prophets to offer thanks as they desire.